Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Poole joins us right now from the Jets, defensive back. And you know what? Speaking of somebody that's been through a lot, Brian, I'll ask you about this. The earlier, I think it was a training camp, right? The dehydration issue that you dealt with. I mean, yeah. That would have been pretty scary to go through something like that.
Yeah, that was definitely something that I had to deal with this preseason. That was a little adversity, but you know, it was something that I was able to bounce back from and you know, be better than ever after it.
So, hey man,
it was definitely a test of my faith, you know, test of my adversity, I would say.
You know what, I tell you what, I've experienced that as well. I was taking some pre-workout and I didn't know, and it had me dehydrated, and first thing I want to do is get in a hot tub, which dehydrated me more.
I had
to run over and get like 3 bags of liquids, man. That's no fun place to be, man. I thought I was starting to visualize stuff. But I want to ask you this, Brian. How frustrating is it, the fact that you guys just can't get whole? Like, you can't get your whole team out there. You can't get chemistry and consistency with your team. You know, because I see a lot of I interviewed Marcus May yesterday. And I was talking about that short yardage play that you guys had. It looked like y'all was in some form of 46. And it was like a my way, your way, where if the tight end blocked the defensive end and Marcus blitzed and the tight end continued his rush, and it was just an open lane, easy pitch and catch. And it's like those are the nonverbal communication and the things that should be understood, not always having to be communicated. But it's so hard because you guys are making mistakes, but you're making them with different people because it's different people in that position, because you guys just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely frustrating. I mean, you know, going out there each and every Sunday, you know, without all our pieces to the puzzle. But I mean, you know, we can't make any excuses for that. I mean, you know, we are professionals. You know, I mean, you know, we all got a job to do. I mean, at a really high level. So, I mean, you know, we can't make any excuses. But, I mean, it definitely would be nice to be out there, you know what I'm saying, without full clip.
You know, I mean, you can't make it.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody with us, it would be nice to be out there like that. But, I mean, unfortunately, you know, we had some guys opt out. We had some guys get hurt to where, you know, I mean, we can't be out there with our full unit, I mean, right now. So, you know, that's unfortunate, but, you know, it's just a circumstance that we got to get over.
I mean, you can't make excuses, but I can make excuses for you because I see what's going on. I mean, you had you had Lamar Jackson, not the Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know, maybe Action Jackson could have stayed up with Hopkins, but the kid had great coverage. But that's a lot to ask a kid to come off practice squad to be one-on-one with Hopkins, you know, on a vertical route, and you can see like the lack of experience. And then, you know, I was talking to Marcus, I was saying, how hard is it? Because it's so many things that have to be communicated with shifts, motions before a play starts, and it's certain things that are assumed, but you can't assume that with a young guy. Like, for instance, before the half, you know, Hopkins ran a out route and he was able to get out of bounds, but the kid was sitting back because he didn't want to get beat deep. But understanding situational football, you have to understand that the receiver's trying to get out of bounds to secure the field goal. He should have had his back to the sideline so that he can make that tackle in bounds, no matter if it was a 50-yard gain, a 40-yard gain, half is over. But you can't communicate that because you got to farm your own land, so it's frustrating. So how do you guys work those things out and try and bring some of these young guys up and try and give them education? Because this is like baptism by fire.
Yeah, I mean, just really paying attention to the details. And, I mean, just really, like, I mean, you know, really understanding the – I mean, understanding where we are on the field, and I mean, really just understanding the situation. I mean, you know, just certain situations, the offense, like you say, I mean, if it's the end of the half, and I mean, you know, they're trying to get a field goal, they're trying to get it as close as possible. So, I mean, they're not trying to take a shot. So, I mean, just over communicating. I mean, I feel like we just got to, you know, communicate more, and I mean, just hopefully get the young guys up to speed.
I'm talking about Brian Poole of the Jets.
I mean, as hard as it may seem.
Sorry about that. But Brian, take us into the locker room. At 0-5, there's obviously frustration all around. But when you're in the room, and it's something Adam Gase has talked about, how the practices have been, they don't look like an 0-5 team. That's what he says. Last year, you guys got off to a rough start, but stayed together and ended up finishing the season at 7-9. What is going on in the room right now with an 0-5 start and the frustration that you guys must be feeling right now?
I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, being in our building every day, being at practice every day, I mean, it definitely don't feel like we 0-5. I mean, we got a lot of guys who really, I mean, who's really into it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it don't feel like we 0-5. I mean, we just got to clean up the small things. And, I mean, I think we could get a win. Clean up the small things, clean up the details, and I think we could get a win.
Now, with that being said, like, yo, this is one thing that always frustrates me with young teams. It's the fact that you guys don't really understand the hidden yardage. And it's like, and what I try and explain, and, you know, I'm sure you play some form of special teams, but, you know, you've graduated from that. You know, understanding, like, you know, P. Ryan, understanding that you can't let a ball hit because that's a difference in 10 yards or potentially 20 yards and being able to play the field position game, because I feel like your offense starts at the 15 and the 20 routinely, and that's because of the hidden yardage on special teams. With so many of your backups playing starting minutes, you know, it looks like it's diluted the play that you guys get from the special teams that was always a staple since you've been here, being able to win the field position battle.
Yes, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, a lot of the hidden yardage, I mean, I can't really speak for offense, but I know defensively we have a lot of self-inflicted penalties and, you know, stuff like that. You know, a lot of times we could be off the field on third down, but we will extend the drive, you know, with a penalty or, you know, some type of self-inflicted wound, you know what I mean, you know, to keep the drive going. I mean, that's also something I think that we got to work on and, you know, do a better job of, you know, just not hurting ourselves.
You guys really cleaned it up this week. I mean, it looks like it was an emphasis on making sure that everybody was disciplined, only 30 yards of penalties. With this upcoming week, how difficult was it for you to kind of change your clock and say, okay, well, we're not playing the Chargers, we're playing a divisional opponent? And how unique and how crazy have this season been? The fact that, you know, you can show up on Monday and say, okay, well, facilities shut down like on Friday, and then have to try and change your mindset with five fast Fridays as your dress rehearsal, and then have to move Friday's practice to Saturday.
Man, it's been a crazy experience just this whole season. Just, you know, going through all of that season up in the air, then, you know, come and, you know, the facility gets shut down. It's just, I mean, it's definitely been an experience. I mean, you know, the 2020 season, you know, hopefully be one like no other. You know what I'm saying? Just, I mean, hopefully this is the last time we ever have to deal with any of this kind of stuff.
Now, how do you feel about the whole win percentage thing, like, because, like, you know, all win percentages aren't created equally, because if you got some wins against, you know, opponent, and your opponent, you know, was under 500, and then another team has, you know, a worse record than you, but they've lost to better competition, how do you feel on the NFL potentially, if you everybody can't get all 16 in, you know, maybe going to a win percentage to determine, you know, playoff seeding?
I mean, me personally, I mean, I want to win every game. So, I mean, you know, it never even come down to it, you know what I'm saying, for us. But, I mean, unfortunately, we're not in that position at the moment. But, I mean, as far as the winning percentage, that's definitely something different, you know what I'm saying, for me, just because, I mean, it's something that I've never, you know, been a part of. And, I mean, I don't think you can really judge, you know, competition in the NFL. I mean, Bart, you know, you're a guy that's played. I mean, it ain't no give me's in the NFL. I mean, even the teams with bad records are good.
I tell you, I wanted to ask you this. I've been trying to catch up with you for a while because you and I really share a passion for old school cars. And I know you know, I was trying to get to you because I sold my Eleanor. I had a 67 Fastback Eleanor signed by Carroll Shelby with a 427 in it. You know what I mean? All chromed out inside.
Nice.
Signed four times. I tried to get it to you, man, before I got it up out of here. But what's your favorite car?
I wish I would have got to see it.
Yeah, man. What's your fantasy ride, and what's your favorite ride old school that you're rocking right now?
Man, you know, I'm from Florida, man, so I got a thing for 72 Impalas. You know what I'm saying? You know, we call them don't.
Nice.
But, you know what I mean? You know, I got a thing for 72 Impalas.
Now, what you put under the hood? Did you upgrade the engine? You keep it original? You know, still got drum brakes?
454.
Nice.
So I got I got a 454 big block in there.
Okay. Now, tell me this, because in Florida, right, they put, like, the 28s on it. And, now, listen, you only can turn left. You can't make any right turns because your turn rate is all jacked up because it's hitting.
Man, I just did the 26s. I just did the 26s. 26s? So I can explain my ride.
Man, ain't no U-turn. It's only Y turns for you, maybe a W turn, man, because you got to hit a U-turn. You got maybe like 20 degree turn radius.
Hopefully, I ain't making no U-turns on Sundays.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And also, I imagine you keep it in Florida as well, because the weather up here, and definitely the roads up here, not really conducive to
that stuff. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that 26 would be a 24 once you hit one of them. You hit one of them potholes. Oh, that 26 is gonna be a 24.
Man, the 26 is gonna be off. Yeah.
No question, Brian. Hey,
off the car.
Hey, it was great to catch up with you, my man. Good health the rest of the season. All the best.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate you guys, Tom.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.